You're listening to KCBX Central Coast Public Radio. I'm News Director Randall White. April is Down to Earth Month in California wine country, and that includes events here on the Central Coast, such as the Wines for Paws and Earth Day Food and Wine Weekends throughout San Luis Obispo County, the Taste of Pismo, and a number of vineyard-specific events at wineries in Monterey, Santa Barbara, and San Luis Obispo counties. California's wine industry has, in many ways, been at the forefront of the green movement in the United States, and that's the subject of a new book out this month highlighting the industry's achievements as well as how it's moving into the future. Allison Jordan is the Vice President of Environmental Affairs for the Wine Institute, an industry group based in San Francisco, and helped come up with the idea for this book. She joins us now to talk a bit about it. Welcome to KCBX, Allison.
Thank you so much, Randall. It's great to be with you.
At what point did you look at all of the environmental efforts being made by wineries throughout the state and say, you know what, this needs to be chronicled in a book?
Well, it really goes back decades. People have been implementing these practices. And within the last 10 or 15 years, there have been a number of programs, including the California Sustainable Wine Growing Program that was launched by Wine Institute and the California Association of Wine Grape Growers. And we saw firsthand all these great things happening all over the state and decided also that sustainability is such a complex topic to communicate. And it's a way for us to help through stories and photos really share some of the great practices that are being implemented by vineyards and wineries all over the state.
In fact, there are now several certifications a winery can receive as part of sustainable winemaking, including our Central Coast-based SIP program, or Sustainability in Practice. It really pays to check the label if you want to support efforts like these, right?
That's correct. Some have it right on the label, and others, like the Certified California Sustainable Wine Growing, it's not a wine certification, it's a winery vineyard certification. So you can find it on secondary packaging, on websites, and also a listing on sustainablewinegrowing.org.
Let's take a look at the structure of the book. It's broken up by seasons, and you visit a number of wineries, including several local Central Coast ones.
That's right. And the book is called Down to Earth, a Seasonal Tour of Sustainable Wine Growing in California. And it really does just that. It takes you to 15 wineries all over the state. It's a consumer-friendly guide to environmentally and socially responsible practices. And we have those 15 profiles. We talk about all of the different things that are happening in wineries and vineyards by season. And there are even recipes that are timed to what's fresh in the garden that you can enjoy. There are 12 of those recipes that are also included.
So it's part cookbook.
That's right. And you can enjoy that while you have a glass of wine, too.
Really, when you think of it, wine and food are so closely tied together, that makes sense.
They really are.
So give an example of a seasonal environmental practice that a winery might take in the spring.
So in the spring, they would be thinking a lot about water. And that really,
especially this year, right? Yeah.
So it's frost protection and also things like cover crops. In the winery, they might be bottling some of the whites, and they might be thinking about ways that they could reduce energy that is with the stabilization process. Mm-hmm. There's even new tests that in some cases you don't need to cold stabilize the white wines, and so that can really reduce your energy. And those themes of water and energy really carry on throughout all of the different seasons.
Allison Jordan is the Vice President of Environmental Affairs for the Wine Institute. The book is called Down to Earth, and so is the month. April is Down to Earth Month here in California. Allison, thank you so much for joining us here on KCBX.
Thank you. It's been great to be with you.
I'm Randall White. You're listening to KCBX Central Coast Public Radio.